Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories discussing salary with potential new employees and facts about small businesses in recognition of Small Business Month, like the percentage of businesses surviving right now from 1 year to the next. We'll have those stories after this. It's Small Business Month, and Dell is celebrating innovators and job creators in a big way, like up to 40% off business PCs big. Even a free 1 terabyte external hard drive with select purchases big. Call 877-BUY-DELL today to connect with a U.S.-based advisor. They're ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding just the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, because your hard work is more than appreciated, it's admired. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, we might soon be able to avoid one of the most awkward questions in a job interview, and that's, how much do you currently earn? Wall Street Journal reporter Kelsey G says a rash of cities and states are considering laws barring employers from asking how much applicants already make. Small business owners need to be aware of this. The goal, to address discrepancies in what they feel are the way women and minority workers are paid. Kelsey, explain.
Seems like the world we live in today, which is like a post lean in universe. Companies, lawmakers, you know, fair pay advocates are all really fired up about closing the pay gap, and they all have kind of different tactics for how to do that. This latest push I wrote about was about just new laws that we're seeing crop up all over the place, banning employers from asking job candidates what they made in a past job or even what they're currently making, which is a really interesting tactic.
All right. So which cities and states? Give some examples here.
So Massachusetts passed this law statewide. Philadelphia has passed it, but that one is a little bit contentious. And New York City just expanded that ban from just, you know, public sector, government-type jobs to the entire private sector in the city. And something like a dozen other states and cities are weighing these proposals that are currently, you know, in a draft form.
Wow. All right. So human resources departments, I presume, are beginning to scramble over this. Are there fines if, say, a violation of this is proved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this would be attached to a fine if someone found out that a hiring manager asked a job seeker what they currently made, or we're trying to find out through alternative routes. Like, you know, if you're an employer and you reach out to a job candidate's past company to ask what they made, you know, that could also be associated with a fine. So they're really, I mean, it's just an outright ban in a lot of these places, which is, yeah, a pretty serious crime.
All right, you said, too, in the piece that some people argue that these bans are unlikely to address the real origins of pay imbalance. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So, I mean, as you can imagine, the reasons why men and women earn different amounts for doing the same job or, you know, people of color are very complicated. And advocates of these laws say, you know, one important piece of the pay gap is the fact that men and women make different amounts right from the get-go. So like a year out of college, there's already like a 25% premium in men's earnings compared to women. And I think it widens further when you look at white workers and workers of color. And so the theory goes that if you're a hiring manager and you use someone's past pay to come up with your offer for what they should be making or what you propose that they make in their current or in this proposed job, that you carry that pay inequity from job to job to job to job. So that pay gap only widens over time.
We're speaking with Kelsey G., reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece entitled Cities Push Employers to Ignore Pay History. Is it possible, though, you could sink yourself or get yourself blacklisted if you were to go and say to an employer who asks that, hey, you can't ask me that. That's a violation, right? Then I feel like you could be in trouble if you move from company to company in your specific industry.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I mean, pay conversations are already so thorny when you're talking about applying for a job. You know, negotiating from even just like a starting point that an employer puts out there first can be really tricky to navigate.
Thanks, Kelsey. That's Kelsey G, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, some facts about small businesses in recognition of Small Business Month. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, it's Small Business Month in America, time for the country to recognize the many contributions small businesses make to our economy, our communities, and our fellow Americans. Here are some facts about small businesses from author Rhonda Abrams, writing in USA Today. Number one, most small businesses survive. Nearly 80% of businesses started in 2014 were still in business the following year, the highest survival rate, by the way, since 2005. Number two, small businesses with 1 to 9 employees have an even higher survival rate. Number three, Apple, Whole Foods, Starbucks, Coors, and Mattel all started out as small businesses. Number four, according to the Small Business Administration, small firms create 64% of new private sector jobs in the U.S. Number five, small businesses create patents at a rate 16 times higher than larger businesses. Number six, successful entrepreneurs are this generation's role models. People like Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Elon Musk of Tesla, Jack Ma of Alibaba, and the late Steve Jobs of Apple. Entrepreneurs are inspiring. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, again, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, right? Inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.